I'm on number three. Well, everything is fine so far. I'm in the try downs after dinner. Had hamburger and I was pretty good. It's kind of like the one you make, Mom, and the grill underneath it. The bread here is homemade. It's really delicious. It's kind of like a challah and white bread combined. But the Yiddish bread. I came back this morning from the Hammond area, where we stayed 2.5 days. We're back here now for at least 10 days. The only thing about this, actually, we're on every other night. I'm going to stop here for a second. Back again. What's on K today? Bought some stuff, mainly a desk lamp and couple bulbs, electric wiring. I'm living in this new building. We call it a hooch. And I wired myself up a little light. I bought a chest of drawers, as I think I wrote, about $15. It's something at least to be able to keep my stuff in when I go out to the field and all.
It's better in the field than it is here, because there's a lot less things to do.
I don't know, it's pretty set up here. I got your package today, and everything came real good. The cookies coming in the plastic container stayed real well. The chocolate chips are exceptionally good. The marble bread, it's okay. I like it. No chocolate chips. Thanks very much for the canned food. I'm back here in OK. It's not so bad, but out in the field in the evening, it's nice to be able to have a snack there. The Kool-Aid is fine, too. You can tell Jean that as I said, I wrote, the oatmeal were real good. She sort of had a jelly or something, you know, rather than the raisins. I really enjoyed them. Tangerines. We have a little refrigerator in here, and it's a small one, and it kept real good. We have some cold popping beer in the place. There's about 12 of us living in this thing. We each have a nice little section made of wood, and a bed, a little desk here, so it's not too bad. Didn't work too hard today. We just got back, didn't do anything today. Went to town, bought that stuff, and got a haircut. Haircut is 50 piastres. That's about 43, 44 cents. They use old-fashioned hand clippers. There's no electric clippers here at all. I don't know. I'm trying to think of things to say. It's very difficult. My letter, you could stop. But here, the tape keeps going, but I'm going to dry now. Until I think for a minute, I'm going to stop it. Oh, yes, thought of it. As I said, I got her into Playboy. Came in real good shape. You can tell her that the way she packages it in an envelope with scotch tape, the wire that holds it down worked real good. Got a letter today from Terry Burke, which I'm going to mail this letter to you, because it's a real sweet letter for a boy to write to another boy. I think this letter I'll have to value very much. Clayney Coppola, no Clayney Coppola. He wrote a mighty fine letter, and I'm going to have to drop him a thank you note. Let's see here, the weather is still raining a little bit. Finally, B Company, as I said, I'm in the 227th Web A, B, C, and D Company. I'm in C, and B Company's been back here about 2-3 months, so they finally went to the field today, Hammond. The reason they went up to Hammond is because while we were there one night, an American artillery position about 20 minutes away was hit pretty bad, took pretty bad casualties. They came in and woke us up because of back up to help get the wounded out. But as it turned out, we never had to go. They had enough ships on their own, the company we were supporting up there. I don't know. Things are going real good so far. I'm enjoying it. The company is real good. I'm in the 3rd platoon of Charlie Company, but don't worry about that for the address. Just Charlie Company, as you've been doing it. Mail's coming real good now. I've got everything. It takes about, I guess, a week to change a letter or a package. Everything goes there in mail. It's real good. Got a dozen tapes from Gene and Shirley, and this dozen tapes will work real good, because after you listen to this, for God's sakes, don't say them like you do letters. Learn how Gene can show you, or John can show you real well, how to erase them. And you erase them, and you use them. Shoot, a tape can last years. Before I put on this new one, which I'm recording on now, the old one, which came on the little tape recorder when Bill gave it to me, I tested them to see that the recorder had been damaged on the trip over. I need nothing in the way of cosmetics. My paperwork is all fine. I foot lockers here, suitcase. I bought a bamboo little rug today for my floor. The bed is fine. I got a steel bed, an air mattress, sleeping bag, mosquito net we sleep over. So all times, not every day, I take a pill. And in fact, I have to take them probably for about 3 months when I get back to the States for malaria. And then once a week, I take a big malaria pill because after all, who wants that for years and years and the rest of your life? It's well worth it. We have hot showers. In fact, after this recording, I'm going to go down and take one and go up to the officers' club. They have a, I don't know, something or another. One of these packages that you send, you'll have to send some salami wrapped up in, I think, maybe aluminum foil, like the refrigerator will keep it, if not more than most of the guys. They'll go real fast. Maybe some sort of snacks, you know, cheese crackers, sesame crackers, or some stuff like that. They won't last long as the moisture hits them, but I eat them up pretty fast, nibbling with Cokes and beer, especially in the evening out in the field. We have a movie screen every night, but there's no popcorn stand, I'm afraid, so I take these and I buy, but they do have cold pop, so I take some my own snack over there with me to eat. That rain jacket I brought has really come in handy. I just wear it all the time. I mean all the time. I've got plenty of everything, clothing, towels, everything worked out just right. Planning pays off. It really does. Bill's flashlight, I'm just looking at it now. I bought some new batteries for today, but that little doggone pen light and flashlight is coming in handy. A lot of times I go somewhere and I don't have my main flashlight when it's daylight. Before I know, by the time I get away, it's dark and that little thing has come in good a couple times. In the morning, went out to pre-flight the aircraft before the sun came up. I was able to stick that light in some holes and look real good checking things out. Appreciate the gum. It's not real hard to come by. There's plenty of gum over here, but it's just a convenience of having you send it. But don't worry about gum. I can get all I want free. It's one thing over here that the American troops never have to worry about. Soap, razor, blade, shaving cream, hair oil, toothbrushes, paste, candy, gum, cigarettes, it's all free. Every man gets all that free, but every other 2-3 days the mess hall gives that out. I see the tape is getting shorter, so I'm going to stop for a minute while I think anything is important. Can't think of anything else, really, except say hello to the whole family for me. Tell Shirley not to big rush on that stuff I asked her about. And when you talk to sis, say hello. Love to the kids and the Jane's children, of course. I can't think of a whole lot more. The tape will probably be going out here in about a minute or so. Now, for goodness sake, as I said, erase the tape when you're through. Don't say the doggone things are not worth it. And get a good little recorder. I hope, of course, I hope you're not listening on somebody else's. I hope it's yours you're listening on now. If so, don't get a real good one. No more $10-$15, because I'm going to buy a real good one in Hong Kong for about 100 and something. But it's well worth it. A lifetime value. That's about it. I'll just let this tape run out here. Here it goes.